Hi there, I'm Dustin. Do you have a comfort show that you always go back to? Or perhaps there's a TV series you haven't seen in a while and wonder if it's still any good? Well, welcome to the Rewatch Recap, a show where friends and I will queue up an older TV show we've seen and then give a breakdown with commentary of how we feel watching it now, and making fun of it if it doesn't hold up, of course. Dropping episodes weekly, it's easy to rewatch along with us. We'll be focusing on shows from most any era, so suggestions are always welcome. It's sure to be fun, so be sure to check in with us every Monday on the Rewatch Recap.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this room.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today we are talking about Odin sacrificing his eye for the betterment of humanity. So, this is, as Maddie pointed out, our first...
This is our first casting episode for this season. Before we get into it, though, can we talk about how aesthetically pleasing Amber's fireplaces in the background. Look at that. And it's warm as hell, but not too warm because it's, yeah, it's fucking cold. Yeah. It is cold as shit. Sorry. I just picked this up because I was just,
it's just aesthetically pleasing as well, which is why I was like, damn, that looks good. Cause like now that we don't have them like set up on things, they're not like
lean back and we need a studio. Guys, if you're not already, check out our Patreon. Maybe you can fund a studio because, like, we need a studio so we can sit on a fancy-ass couch and have, like, a fancy-ass, like, background with, like, a...
Have our own studio fireplace.
Literally. I've seen some of those fancy podcast, like, things where they're sitting there.
Well, your favorite witches, just think about it. And we just recorded an amazing behind the scenes, extra Patreon episode for February with Dustin from Dustin Can Read and Watch and the Rewatch Recap, a very fine friend of ours that had a great fun little book that we went through together, which to listen you gotta be a patron, so yeah. And there's gonna be an extra January episode too, but we haven't recorded that one yet, so this is where we're talking about the Patreon, you know.
So we're going to be talking about how Odin lost his eye. Odin is a one-eyed deity of Norse mythology.
He is the All-Father. And like, okay, so my love for Veles, it is almost equal with my love for Odin. Like Odin is Odin. Almost as beloved for me in my practice. And that goes with a lot of Slavic practice, actually, mm-hmm. because, like, Slavic people's ancestors came from Norse land and Norse ancestors. Like, Norse people had Slavic ancestors. And so, like, those pantheons, they don't overlap exactly. We don't have Odin in the Slavic pantheon. Mm-hmm. But a lot of Slavic people honor Odin their, yeah.
Which
and
makes
I am
sense.
Not drawn to Perun. But that's because he's a thunder god and Thor is a thunder god, but Odin is the All-Father and I am definitely drawn to him. I find it kind of funny. I was thinking about this episode and I was thinking about, you know, I realized like Odin is one of three gods because Hrod is the god of my ancestors. So he is the utmost All-Father, but like, of all the deities, there's only like three that would be quote unquote gods. And it's Hrod and Veles and Odin. And among that is, so Odin and Freya are two of the ones that I regularly honor, and they are a couple. And then there's Veles and Mokash. And I found it interesting because Odin is the All-Father and the Mokash is the All-Mother. But then both of their spouses, Freya and Veles, act as psychopomps who deal with the underworld.
Ooh, look at that.
I know. I just thought, like, I was thinking about it, damn, this falls all, like really perfectly into place. So I'm super excited to cast Odin.
I have an idea for Odin. Like, what is, okay, so what is your thought? Because I know mine, I can't help it. It's just how I see Odin. What is it? Tell me.
So I was looking up actors of Scandinavian descent, because I don't really know who's necessarily of Scandinavian descent. And usually in our casting, we have been trying to, like you know, trying to keep it as uh-huh. close as we can, right? And I saw that Robert Englund.
Who the fuck is that? I'm sorry. I got to look this up.
Well, he's Freddy Krueger. He's a lot of other things.
Oh. Freddy Krueger. He's so skinny. For Odin.
But he could be jacked. Like, he could be big.
Though. Not that and there's anything wrong like, with skinny. It's
because
just...
Odin likes to dress up and pretend to be a little old man. So I like Robert Englund for Odin for a lot of reasons. And that they don't have anything to do with Freddy Krueger.
Like, I could see it. I could see yeah, it. Like
he's
but...
a very distinguished man. And he has this power, even if he's not super jacked. He has this power. And I could see Robert Englund plucking out his own eye.
Well, and for me, so it's Anthony Hopkins all the way. I'm sorry, but look, I'm going to look up Anthony Hopkins with a beard, and let me just show you.
No, I know what Anthony Hopkins with a beard looks like, but haven't we already cast him? I'm pretty sure.
I think we cast him as Odin, actually. Or was it as Odin?
I feel
it was definitely Celtic. In the yeah, Celtic or Celtic Nordic. Era. But that, you know, I just...
I actually was expecting you to say Liam Neeson, and I was going to be like...
Oh, hell no. He's Zeus in my mind.
I thought Schwarzenegger was Zeus.
He is. He is. I
that's
just...
who we cast as Zeus.
In my mind...
Well, but you were the one that...
Well, because the commercial came out. Remember the commercial with him as Zeus, and he looked fantastic.
And that's why you cast like, Schwarzenegger. I get you. I was totally expecting Liam Neeson to be your vote. But like, I just, Robert Englund.
They look very similar.
Yeah,
they do. So we both have the same vibe. I'm down with going for Robert Englund because.
Okay. Continue talking.
Just because they look so similar with a beard, both of them.
So then I'm going to pitch to you that I literally, his name escaped me and his face is still in my head. But what about him as Mimir? The wise one, the one who's like constantly drinking in the wisdom.
Who?
Anthony Hopkins that you pitched.
But I mean, okay, so here's my thing, okay? I love that, but I feel like they look too similar, you know? Like in my head.
Because they're both like these wise beings. Like, wouldn't they?
Also, I'm going to be.
Mimir is probably Odin's uncle.
Well, and I'm going to be real. I'm going to divulge from canon for a minute.
Okay.
And canon means like what is. I'm sure you know that.
Nope.
Okay, so when I say canon, I just imagine it a girl.
Mimir?
I know that it's like an uncle, and I'm saying it because I mean no disrespect. I mean they. I know that they are an uncle. But like I see in my head the grandma from the Addams Family. But, like, really tall and kind of hunched over with a cloak.
So, B. Arthur?
Yes.
You see B. Arthur?
Yeah. But it is an uncle. They are an uncle. So, like, I know they're a man. I just, their wisdom. And to me, I follow Hecate. So, in my mind, I'm seeing something along the lines of Hecate. And I think that's just a personal thing.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I'm almost getting Greek vibes from...
I don't mean to, because it's like, it's a well, and you see, like, a woman or a witch or somebody of wisdom over. Well, and that's something really interesting I read about Odin, was Odin not only holds what is commonly masculine traits, but also prophecy and singing and doing the drum. Those are considered, or they were considered, feminine. So he's very equal.
Yes, and that is why transgender individuals are drawn to Odin. I read.
Odin and Thor, but yeah, mostly Odin.
Well, yeah, Thor because
the dress thing. But like that was a thing, one time thing. Check it out in season two.
Embodying like the two spirit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of trans individuals that identify with Odin because of Odin holding both the feminine and masculine traits within themselves.
Well, and really,
he himself or themselves with Odin, because I've seen so many transgender individuals. I've never
well, and I think that comes with
Odin as themselves, but it just popped in my head, and so now I'm like,
I think that comes with him Odin having the knowledge of everything. Yes. You know, because right, you have because the knowledge of whatever, all genders, right, whatever, like the secrets of everything, I think. And I did read that he has some feminine traits or feminine things that are typically seen in the fem side of community, which would be the spirit or the ability to prophesize. That's often seen in fem society, side of society back then.
So it's like, I don't want to disregard Mimir's role.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I would be all right with B. Arthur in a big cloak. You know?
And taller, but hunched over.
Well, because B. Arthur's super tall.
Yeah.
B is Dorothy from the Golden Girls, so she's already like 6 foot tall or something.
Oh, okay. I was imagining the grandma from the Addams Family.
Well, Carol Kane, but I'm Carol pretty Kane. Sure we've already actually cast
Yeah, we her. Have, but yeah. I could see Bea Arthur, too.
Yeah, that's why I said Bea and, Arthur, because, like, when you maybe, said tall, hunched over Carol Kane, well, that's Bea Arthur to me.
Maybe you know that's I mean? My own, like, prejudice that's coming through, and I'm going to be real with you.
If anybody saw my smile, that is exactly what I
Because is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, because, I mean...
I don't mean for it. Yes, they can. But we had this conversation in one of our first ever podcast episodes where it's like when people associate prophecy and you well but you still you have that old crone but then you also have the sage right. So
like you can't I'm sorry you can say that oh my god we should do maybe not an episode on Nostradamus but Nostradamus he like
oh the prophecy yes
yeah, like legit.
Right.
Legit. And then Edgar Casey from America.
Well, and
his prophecies, like every single one of them.
I'm going to say.
To be true. You know what I mean?
B. Arthur, the
like,
cast.
And that's why I want to respect, because, like, mm-hmm. I get where you're coming from.
Well, B. Arthur is also a very masculine female, she or is. A masculine femme she as well. Is. So I feel like if anybody's going to embody both as well, it would right. be B. Arthur. Yeah, because the thing is, with these myths and with specifically with Norse and Odin, a lot of those come in and mix together, like mm-hmm. which is like you said, why the trans community feels so drawn to Norse mythology and Odin. So I do think Bea Arthur would be okay to cast yep. because she is right. a femme, right. but she's also very masculine.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah, and I mean, again, like it honors both of our views uh-huh. of the story,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's important because you know, like. We do, like, this story is all about honoring others. It mm-hmm. really is.
It really is.
So, we've got our cast. We have Robert Englund as our esteemed Odin. And thank you, because that makes me so happy. Like, I know that Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger. And I know that Robert Englund is mostly known for horror. And he's good at it. But here's the thing about Odin and the Norse, like Maddie said. Like, it's a complete mix. It's all gray matter. There's nothing that's black and white. It's a complete mix. And that's why I feel like Robert Englund very well is going to embody the power of the individual mm-hmm. in this story. And in many stories. Because I realized we probably should have done the runes first, but I didn't think of it there. I actually thought these were the same story, and I found out it was wrong.
Right. I know what you're talking with the... Yeah.
Yeah, that's why if you saw me going...
When I read that, I saw that.
Yeah, because it was like... Well, why the fuck was he hanging upside down then?
That's for something else entirely. Yes. And then he hung on his... But I do want to do a quick disclaimer because I did mention my own prejudice. I'm not prejudiced and I said, oh, maybe that's my own prejudice because I want to draw attention to something that I don't consciously do. I hope I'm not digging my own grave.
No,
please understand. I'm trying to bring forward something I wouldn't normally see so that I can correct it.
Exactly. No, yeah. And like you said, we have talked about that before. Mm-hmm. And it is a common mentality that people
especially in New Age.
Acknowledging it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do want to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I can fix it.
Exactly. And in the meantime, compromise.
Yes. Yes. All right. So let's get the fuck out of that. Let's dive in. No pun intended.
To our two-eyed Odin.
Yes.
As he is contemplating all the things that he learned from the runes and saying to himself, humanity needs more.
Well, and he's sitting there. Let's imagine for a second. He's sitting there in Valhalla. He's got his wife at his side.
He's got Hugin and Munin, thought yes. and memory on his shoulders.
On his shoulders. And he's just sitting there and he's pondering and he's a king, right? And it's just, a king who
cares deeply about his community, not about his power.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference. That's the difference with Odin and some other deities I'm going to not get into because...
I know, but that is why. that is why of the gods.
Because it's not about power for Odin. You would think seeing a king sitting in his throne with his wife and his crows, or are they ravens?
Crows.
Mm-hmm. That he's thinking, I need more power. But that's not what he's thinking. He's like, I want more for humanity. We've got a little Prometheus type vibe.
That's right. Everybody has one. And he is, because there is sacrifice involved in getting the knowledge to the people.
Yes.
Because he already sacrificed to gain the knowledge from the runes. But it wasn't everything that's available, because down by the roots of Yggdrasil sits Mimir by Mimir's well, drinking from, I gotta read this, Jarlahorn, all of the knowledge of everything in the waters of his well.
I've got to be honest with you. My eyes, the roots are near the roots, or the bottom of the tree is so fucking gorgeous. In my head, it's very misty and it's dark because it's underneath the shade of the tree. And then you've got B. Arthur, and she's there and she's next to her well, and she's looking in her well, and she's got her cloak on. And then you've got the little animals, because there are animals down there, and you've got the squirrels running around and the frogs hopping around. And it's very similar to me how I imagine the river Styx, but different, if that makes sense. More on earth and not under it.
Well, and see, this is funny, because this is what I love about having the two different perspectives on the show, because it says at the base of the roots, I picture it under.
Oh, you do?
I do. Uh-huh. Because, like, if you imagine the roots of the world tree, they have to be so ginormous. Mm-hmm. There's like cave systems developed by the roots themselves as they connect with earth, as they go into earth to get the nourishment from the earth, right? So I picture Mimir and their well down, like down in the recesses where the well is full of all the waters that have dripped from the heavens and the branches all the way
into the,
through the trunk down.
I could see that. I'm going to go ahead with that, because in my head, no, it's okay.
But like, it's like this deep thing, and it's just the difference in the way we picture what
No, because like in my head, I see it dark and misty, and I could totally see that.
Being animals.
Yes.
Like squirrels, because I think snakes. Squirrels be higher up, but yes, like snakes and like the...
Creepy crawlies,
exactly.
Yes.
And so, like, and then there's B. Arthur, and they're hooded, and it's like this gray kind of garment to go along with the mists that's.
I think we are on the same page, absolutely.
Coming up out of the well. And it's beautiful. It's darkly gorgeous. Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
It's gorgeous. It's got like whatever the fucking Norse version of Spanish moss coming down from the ceiling.
And it's not people associate darkness with negativity,
right,
and it's not. But it may be a bit eerie and a bit creepy, but that's just because that's how we perceive these things. Right. And just because something is dark and creepy doesn't mean it's bad.
Right, no, it doesn't. And also, like, the darkness provides a challenge to be gotten through, and nothing is gained easily, especially not knowledge.
Yes.
As Odin will find out.
Just a second.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters. Are you an adult that wants to read but doesn't really have the time or the attention span? Are you behind on your TV viewing and just want to know what's out there? Well, look no further than
Dustin Can Read and Watch!
I'm Dustin, and we've got modern and retro young adult and middle grade books.
Dustin Can Read.
We've got television and movies.
Dustin Can Watch.
Recent comedies, supernatural, musicals, and even the MCU!
Show only meant for adults. Parents suggested to listen to the program before subjecting their children to idiocy. This program is not always safe for work.
For more info on this podcast, hit me up on Instagram at Dustin Can Read or on Twitter at Dustin _ Holden. Don't miss out. It's all going down on
Dustin Can Read and Watch.
So Odin,
he likes to dress up in costumes. So he dons a blue garment and a floppy hat, which is why I am wearing my overalls and my plaid blue shirt in honor of Odin for this episode. Because I was like, oh, he likes to wear a shitty blue garment? Me too, bud. Me too.
I'm imagining in my head kind of like the wizard from fucking The Stone. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. So he's like
mix between that and like Gandalf.
Yes. The gray wizard. Yes, so, absolutely. Yes, so he's like shimmering. Do you think he's shimmying down the tree, or do you think he's just like appearing, like he's apparating?
I think he is making his way down like a journey. He's moving slowly.
An incredible journey.
Yeah, purpose. Yes, an incredible journey. I think he's moving with purpose. I think he is moving carefully. Mm-hmm. I think that the reason that he's going incognito is so that he can move with ease without drawing attention to himself, right? Because I imagine Odin...
But he's also keeping a secret kind of watch on everything, I imagine.
Exactly, because he's the All-Father, right? So he's everywhere at once. And if you're the All-Father, think about it. If Christians had God come down to Earth, they'd all want to say something to him, right? And that's how it would be with Odin traveling through the world tree. So, he's moving as an old man to not be noticed. He's moving as someone who blends into the scenery, even though he himself is more than everything that the eye can behold.
Right. Yes. And then he finally gets there, because there's no story of what happens on the way.
Right.
So he finally gets there.
Bam! Who is that? Because he doesn't announce himself.
No.
Mimir calls him out for being there.
And you can hear it like Dorothy saying it on the fucking...
I feel like she's got a staff in her hand and she bangs it on her little cement ground. Because it was soft until she wanted it to be hard. Because that's how Mimir rules.
Right.
I mean, once you know the name of all things, you control them.
So Odin comes up and he's like, hey... Can I have a drink out of your well? I just really would love some knowledge.
Yeah, the humans need it. I'm here for them.
And, she's like, hold on.
Full Dorothy energy.
Hold on.
Dealing with Stan, no less.
Yes,
Dorothy
Stan.
Dealing with Stan.
Yes.
Not her mother.
Shady Pines. That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, did that bitch burn that place down or not? It was her, right?
It was her.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
It was an accident.
But she caused so much trouble. If they knew, they would.
Totally.
They did blame her. One of the two, anyway. Either they knew and they blamed her.
She's
or
like,
they didn't know
my dad put me in a home.
Right.
Anyway, so she's like, hold on a second. You can't just take a drink out of the well. What are you going
to
give me? Right. And then
you have to sacrifice something.
He's like, well, I read that there was a time where Odin kind of was conflicted because she just said a really personal, serious sacrifice. And he thought for a second that he was going to have to sacrifice his son. But it's not Bard, it's something.
Oh, the one that's messed up.
Yes. And he was like,
sorry,
I...
no disrespect.
No, I know. I think he's the god of thunder. Or not thunder, but lightning. So, and he's like, I don't know if I can do that. So can I sacrifice my eye instead? Which I like that version of the story with him debating. Because she didn't say that's what he needed to sacrifice. He was just debating between the two. And ultimately he decided, I'm going to sacrifice my eye instead of my son. Abraham, he is not.
Truth. Every version that I read had Mimir stating,
you
have to plug out your right eye and place it in the well to
There was only one that had, there's only one source that had the little tivy between the two. Like, do I need to do my eye or do I need to do my son? And ultimately choosing the eye. I personally like that one because I think it makes him seem more all-fatherish, you know, to sacrifice himself over another.
I hear you, but what I'm going to say is I honestly believe that somebody wrote that to specifically compare it to Christianity for
you
exactly
think so?
What you did. Abraham, you are no
he is
Odin.
No, yes. Okay, I could see that.
But I mean, also, there's so many different versions of different stories, you know, that could be an older version, but to me, it sounds like it was written just to counter
Christianity. And the thing with Norse mythology is a lot of it's like spoken word.
Yes.
You know, a lot of it is.
But I do know, or rather, not that I do know, because I can't read fucking ancient Norse.
There is some.
Supposedly, these stories are straight out of
the Yes.
Like this one and the runes one. The stories that I read about Mimir anyway, because I was like, who is Mimir? I wanted to have a better understanding of who they were, you know, as far as it played it. Because I hadn't heard of Mimir before reading about this tale of Odin sacrificing his eye for the greater good. And so then I was like, well, who is Mimir to have Odin willingly pluck out his eye and just drop it in the waters? But it's not Mimir that had Odin do it. Odin willingly sacrificed his eye in both stories. Because Odin doesn't fight Mimir. Odin doesn't ask, oh, isn't there something else I can do? You know,
he chooses the sacrifice for the betterment
of everybody, not just himself. Because, like, yes, he benefits from
The whole story creeps me out because I just imagine plucking out my eye and it just makes me fucking cringe. Does it not make you cringe just thinking about?
I fear my brain doing certain things, you know, based on like chemical imbalances and whatever. So there are certain things I actively do not think about.
Intrusive thoughts are scary. Yeah, like
that is one of them that I can't think about because what if I ever plucked out my own eyes? Like, let's be clear, guys.
I understand.
My husband calls me vain. I'm not terribly vain. I was told I was ugly all of my growing up. And so then I grew up and I was like, I'm not that ugly. And so now everybody sees me as vain. So that's fine. But I am vain about my eyes. That is the one thing I've always loved about myself, to the point that when I fill out like organ donation stuff, it's like, you can take anything but my eyes. Like, my eyes are not for anybody else to get. Like, and that is not to be selfish. Sorry, guys, but it's because I do love my eyes so much. They are very unique. And I saw this episode of Monk where he saw this person that got his dead wife's eyes. And, like, he was, like, following her around. And that shit, like, really fucked me up. So the fact that I already had a thing about my eyes anyway. And then I saw that episode of Monk. So now that's how I fill out my organ donation paperwork. But the point is, I had a point there. I don't know what it was. Oh, plucking out my own eye is an actual fear I have.
Yeah.
And since some of my actual fears have fucking come true, I can't think about that.
I hope it's okay that I mentioned this.
No, you're fine.
Okay. When you pluck out your eye, you don't just pluck out your eye. That bitch is attached to
something.
Yeah! I'm sorry! No, it really does freak me out because I'm... So that bitch is attached. You gotta really pull.
Not done by the light of heart.
Yeah, so like, and I imagine it hurts. So
which
Odin
again is why I was like Robert Englund. Like, I could see him playing his own eye.
No, it does make me ew.
I mean that is where the Freddy aspect of him comes in. I could see him being like,
no, it's not. It's
no,
like,
well, but Odin's the All Father. Like,
so
I
he could
see
just
him be like,
yeah. If we wanted to be like spiritual or magical about it, he could probably just take it out magically. You know what I mean? Anyway, point is, he took out his motherfucking eye for knowledge. And the
for
thing is,
knowledge.
You have to sacrifice to gain something.
Yes,
and he chose to sacrifice every like his eye for us.
Yeah.
And I read also in a different article that said that it could be interpreted one or two ways.
Okay.
One, it could be interpreted that Odin was so passionate about the well-being and wellness of humanity that he sacrificed for us, or it could be seen as with knowledge there is always some form of sacrifice, or two things can be true. It just depends on how you see it. And I think it's both.
Yeah. And honestly, like, okay, so when you look at all of the stories that we have across the world, everybody's got somebody that's giving knowledge and
against, Prometheus.
Yeah. Against the other deities wanting them to. Like, people gaining knowledge or fire or some way of survival that helped our lives was given to us from the ancients in some way, shape, or form. That always comes back.
I mean, you could even argue
harm them in some way.
You could even argue Lucifer's on there because he gave us the knowledge of good and evil.
He did. The knowledge of the tree. And I would put him there, just like I would put Lilith there, and I would put Osiris there from the Egyptian lore, from what I've read about him.
Odin, Prometheus, like they're like, it just goes on and on and on.
It does. It really does. It really does. So, like, I mean, it's a very interesting story, but like, what I love about this story is that it illustrates one of the better things that humanity can do, because humanity can do this for others. Not plucking out your eye. Oh, we didn't actually finish the myth. So he plucked out his eye. He dropped it in the well, and then Mimir got the Yaller horn, which is a twin to the horn that is blown for Ragnarok, which I think has to be important for this being this horn that the waters of knowledge are drink from. Odin drinks in the knowledge, and then he knows more about the future than any
You know that shit gods. Was fresh and cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know that was crisp. From the earth. I know that was crisp and fresh and cool.
Fountain of Youth.
Oh, check out season 2 episode of The Fountain Youth.
Yes, I know. But seriously, like, seriously? Doesn't that make
sense? No, it does.
It does. Mimir's Well is one of the Fountain of Youth entrances.
Oh my god. That's
what do you guys think about that? Especially if you practice a Norse path. Like, please tell Amber what you think about what I just said with the whole, like, Mimir's Well leading, you know, all that shit. Just curious what you guys think. Sorry, like, I realized we hadn't actually finished the story. Like, we talked
about it, and like, then it's finished.
And now it's finished. So I can't remember what I was saying, but I was like, shit, we're talking like it's over. We didn't actually finish it.
There is always a significant figure in some sort of lore or mythology all over the world that has sacrificed something for humanity. Whether it is Lucifer, and you know, you could argue, like, of course people are gonna argue, like, oh no, he was a bad guy, blah blah blah, but either way, he gave people the knowledge of good and evil, sacrificing his place in heaven, which is why he fell. Odin plucked his eye to give people knowledge. That was his sacrifice. Prometheus gave people fire, which Zeus did not want him to do because he was scared of humanity growing stronger and things like that. So this motherfucker is literally getting what, his liver eaten out
over and over by that's horrible. And like, beyond that, humanity, that's where I was going with this, and then I realized we hadn't fucking finished the story. Humanity, we can do for each other, we can do for others, even if it costs us a little bit, because in the end everybody's better for it. And that's like, that's a big lesson that people need to learn right now, because, like, behind the scenes, Maddie and I talk about a lot of the time, and we kind of talked about it with the KneeCast guys, but, like, the ugly side of spirituality, maybe we didn't talk about it with the KneeCast guys, the ugly side of spirituality is using self-care as an excuse to be an asshole to your fellow man.
Like selfish narcissism. This is like a serious thing that's becoming like serious, like in the pagan community, like in particular, because like you said, people are using self-care as an excuse to be selfish. Maybe when really, I think we talked about it with the KneeCast. Yes, we did. It was a rant episode.
Well, because, like, in the rants, we were talking about, like, spiritual leaders that, like, have, like, bad behaviors. This is more just, like, everybody using spirituality as an excuse. But anyway,
even our friendly Christians do the same thing. You know, it's becoming a real problem. And so when we look back on these very important figures in religion, then we see that sacrifice is necessary for the betterment of man, which brings us to our next episode, sacrifice in modern
Sorry, no, it's okay. Very excited for that one. So definitely check us out on Thursday. And in the meantime, a big old thank you to Death by DVD,
Melissa,
Pam,
and babe, who?
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria. Oh my God. Thank gosh it was Victoria. I'm sorry, Victoria.
That's okay. Mom doesn't listen.
I know. I know. That's why I was like, oh, thank gosh it's Victoria. I didn't mean that in a bad way, but you knew what I.
Understand.
Yeah.
I knew
it's Amber's mom and she doesn't listen.
She doesn't
so, like.
She supports us.
But if you. If you want us to possibly forget your name, if you want to be mentioned in a podcast episode, check us out on Patreon. We just discussed that in the beginning of this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to like and subscribe. Guys, we're almost at 200 subscribers.
We are approaching our 2024 goal as we speak, and we appreciate you guys for it. So any little buttons that you choose to press, they help our algorithm. I was afraid I wasn't going to get that word out.
You can follow us on X at Classy Witches, and we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot.
All right. Thanks for coming to sit a spell. Bye.